All right, let's imagine for a second. Okay, it's nighttime, 1888. You're walking along the Rhone River.
Okay.
A nice breeze,
Clear.
those plane trees. Southern France.
Oh.
It's warm, that soft glow from the town.
Yeah, I can picture it.
This is what Van Gogh painted in Starry Night over the Rhone, and we're diving deep into it. What makes it tick?
Not just a pretty picture, though, right? I mean, we're going to unpack it all. Van
Exactly.
Gogh's own words about it, those surprising directions, and why color, especially at night, was so important to the guy.
We've got excerpts, historical context, the whole shebang.
Yeah, bring it on.
But first, let's set the scene.
Hold it.
Okay, so you've got this deep blue sky swirling almost, and those stars. They're not just dots, are they? So what does that say about how Van Gogh saw the night?
Interesting you should say that. You see, Van Gogh, he wasn't into just like copying reality.
Right.
He wanted to bottle the feeling, the energy of it.
Okay, I'm with you.
Those brush strokes, the swirling, the stars practically pulsating, they're alive, dynamic.
And then there's the town lit up. But this isn't just any light, though. It's gaslight, which was new then.
Gaslight was revolutionary, pushed back the darkness. It extended the social life into the night. You know, Van Gogh,
Yeah.
so attuned to the human experience, wasn't just painting light. He was painting how it changed us, how we lived.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you really get that in the painting. The warmth of the gaslights against the cool blues of the sky.
Right.
It's subtle, but it's like a world changing.
Exactly. The old darkness giving way to this new era, the artificial lights.
It's so cool.
And for an artist like Van Gogh, color and light obsessed, this was huge, a
Yeah.
whole new palette.
And speaking of palettes, let's talk about those two figures walking by the river.
Oh, yeah.
Easy to miss them with everything happening up above, but they add something, don't they?
Absolutely. They do. They remind us that under that huge starry sky, life's going on. These tiny moments happening beneath something eternal.
Wow. That's
Yeah.
beautifully put. To really get into Van Gogh's head, though, we need his own words.
I agree.
Those letters he wrote to Theo, they're full of insights.
Like dispatches from an art revolution in progress.
Right. He says in one describing Starry Night over the Rhone, he says, "The sky is aquamarine, the water is royal blue, the ground is mauve."
Wow.
He uses color words like they're nothing. It's like he's translating what he sees directly into color for us.
It shows how important color was to his art. He wasn't just painting what he saw, he was experiencing it through color,
Yeah.
putting his emotions, his inner world onto the canvas.
Which makes that whole Big Dipper mystery even more interesting. You
Oh.
know how he mentions the Big Dipper in that same letter to Theo? Sparkling green and pink. Who says that about stars?
Yeah.
But it shows how he goes beyond realism, capturing the feeling.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Tell me the Big Dipper's not even in it.
You got it.
Right.
The direction Van Gogh painted faces southwest Ursa Major wouldn't be there.
What? That's wild. So he writes about it, but it's not there. Maybe he started differently, then changed things up.
I just kept that detail in the letter,
Huh?
like he's messing with us a little,
Yeah.
which sounds about right for Van Gogh.
Totally.
This whole Big Dipper thing just proves he wasn't afraid to play with what's real. And that's just like his use of color.
Yeah.
It's not just what he sees, it's what he feels.
And that honesty, that's what resonates with people even now, after all this time.
For sure. But let's dig into this color as emotion thing a little more. Because Starry Night over the Rhone isn't just a bunch of colors. There's a method to it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And to get it, we got to look at those gaslights again. I mean, he doesn't just use plain old yellow, does he? There's like this whole halo thing.
That's true. It's like circles, yellow, orange, almost bleeding into the blue.
What's up with that? I think it's Van Gogh showing off how to use color, not just for what things look like, but for their energy.
Huh.
Makes those gaslights so interesting, you know?
Yes.
Not just light, but this whole new feeling in the city.
I'm putting those warm lights with the cool blues and greens.
Creates depth, makes it dynamic, pulls you right in. Like you can feel that cool air, smell the river.
And those brush strokes everywhere. Sky water, even the ground, like the whole world is moving.
Exactly. It's kind of ethereal, dreamlike. He's in it, feeling it right there on the riverbank.
Interesting. Because for a long time, people thought he just painted whatever came to him, no plan. But you look closely at this, it's all thought out, every brush stroke.
So true. People think emotional artists aren't as skilled.
Yeah.
But Van Gogh, he mastered it all, then went further, created something totally new.
And he was dealing with his own stuff too,
Yeah.
you know. Easy to forget when you see a painting like this.
Yeah.
We love the image of the tortured artist. But Van Gogh's life was more than that.
For sure. Mental illness, poverty, no one appreciated his work back then. Knowing that adds another layer to it, right?
Yes, makes it human. Yeah. You know, behind every masterpiece, there's a person. And with Van Gogh, it's resilience, passion, looking for beauty even when things are rough.
Makes you wonder, what would he think of his art today? How it affects people?
Right. Imagine showing him those exhibits where they project his paintings.
Yeah.
Huge walls, music, like you're in his head.
Now he could imagine that. But I bet he'd love that people connect with his work so strongly.
Totally. But let's get back to this painting Starry Night over the Rhone.
Mm.
Because there's this whole other thing,
yeah.
The world changing.
Yeah.
You talk about the gaslights, right? And yeah, progress. But there's more to it. I mean, think about it. All of history, night meant dark. Then yeah. Boom, lights pushing back the dark, a whole new world, right?
Yeah, no kidding. And yeah. It wasn't just like a practicality thing either. It was in our heads too, you know? Imagine your city suddenly lit up at night. People out in the cafes, like in the painting. It's a whole new vibe.
Possibility. Van Gogh nailed that feeling. It's not just streets. It's like he painted the change, this world right on the edge of something new.
And for him as an artist, this new thing, it wasn't just what he was seeing, it was the light itself, gaslight, it was different. How do you paint that? That warm glow, different from the sun or candles?
He had to invent a new way to see, to use color. That's what's so cool about this painting and the others from that time. He wasn't just painting what was there, but what it felt like to be there in that change.
And he brings us right there with him. Think about it, those halos around the gaslights pulsing against that cool sky. That's Van Gogh.
It's amazing. After all this time, we're still finding new stuff in his work.
It's the power of art, right? Connects us through time, makes us feel less alone.
Totally. We've covered a lot of ground today. Starry Night over the Rhone, Van Gogh's use of color, a few mysteries too.
A single painting showing us not just the artist's mind, but a moment in time.
For sure. One last thing before we go. If you were standing there with Van Gogh while he paints this, how would you capture that night? Would your painting look like his?
Something to think about, arts, about who's looking just as much as who's painting.
Well said. And on that note, until next time, keep exploring, keep thinking, keep diving deep.